Okay, Anders, the last two games, Fulham and Middlesbrough, defeats on paper, but perhaps you're unlucky to come away with nothing.
Yeah, I think so. In both games, actually. It's been quite disappointing, because if we had had 6 points more, our season wouldn't have been over, as it probably is right now. So it's been quite disappointing. It's something Preston needs to learn as a club for next season, that these games, we need to get something out of them. Definitely should have won against Fulham and Middlesbrough, all right. They're quite experienced team. They know what they're doing. They're solid. With a bit of luck and with a bit of cleverness, we could have had something out of that game, definitely.
Do you think the season is over then? Because it was always an outside chance for the playoffs, wasn't it? You had to rely on a lot of what other teams would do.
Yeah, it was, but at least before, it was something somehow could have been possible. I think you have to be more than a normal Preston fan now to see possibilities in going into the playoffs with the 12 points up and 15 points left to playoff. We're not going to move anything in the season. We're still playing for getting as high as possible in the league table, and we're also still playing to become better for next season already.
When you no longer have anything to play for the remaining games of the season, that changes anything for you mentally
going into games?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't hope so. I mean, already the game against Middlesbrough, it looked very far away. And I think we did a good display in that game. I think we played a very good match and weren't lucky not to get anything out of it. So I don't hope so, and I hope that we are professional enough to keep putting on good displays, and I also hope that we can try and get something out of it in building a character and mentality in the team.
You're on loan until the end of the season. How would you assess your loan spell so far?
I think it's been overall good. I'm still building on aspects of my game, and still I've only just played the 12 games since I came, and it's more or less the first 12 games I played in three seasons, so it still takes time to get into everything, but it's aspects of the game is looking better and better, and other aspects still needs to become stronger.
Do you think you are at your ultimate match sharpness, because you say you haven't played first team and regularly for such a long time? How long does it take to get back up to that level?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not at the top level of my game yet. It's difficult to say when and so on, but a pre-season always helps on things where you can focus on special aspects of your game. So yeah, hopefully I will still be playing football next season and not going back to West Brom, with all respect for West Brom. Mainly said because of the situation, I probably would end up in there. I'm looking forward to personally build on some aspects of my game as well next season.
Do you see yourself perhaps staying at Preston next season?
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility. We have a dialogue about it, and we're getting closer and closer to each other, so it's a possibility. It's a big possibility, yeah.
How much a difference has it made to you as a professional to be playing week in, week out? Turned 32 yesterday, happy birthday.
Thank you. Once you get past 30 in my profession, you stop celebrating and counting it. Yeah, it's a massive difference. That feeling of being acknowledged and recognized for doing something, and have the feeling that people appreciate something you're doing is massive. It's crucial to feel that it's appreciated what you do, and I think it is, no matter what it is. If you're playing football, or if you got any other job, or if you're cooking for your family at home, it's nice to people to appreciate what you made an effort on. So it makes a huge difference, and I'm a lot happier now than I was before I came to Preston.
And that's so important, isn't it? But a lot's been made of the team spirit within this dressing room, and you've obviously had a wealth of experience in dressing rooms previously. How do you think it compares?
Yeah, there's a very strong spirit in this team. The people in that dressing room, the management, the staff around the team, everyone is such a good group of people. It's very it's a very good atmosphere in the locker room. The thing we need to build on is mentality. We need to try and build more of a winning mentality, so that we will go out of the games as the one against Fulham and Middlesbrough with something, because that's important. And if I end up staying in Preston after the summer, it's because I believe that we can push for the promotion slots over the next couple of seasons. So the club needs to do that. We need to be able to do that.